For a lot of out-of-town visitors, walking into the Desert Botanical Gardens is like entering somewhere unique and unfamiliar. Southwest Shakespeare Company plans to mix a bit of fantasy into that experience with performances of Fairy Worlds, a new and shorter take on A Midsummer Night's Dream.
On the ground, sleep sound. I'll apply to your eye, gentle lover, remedy. Jack shall have Jill, naught shall go ill. The man shall have his mare again.
The story is about this adventures that happen in the woods and these two pairs of lovers that wander into the woods and how the war in the fairy world impacts these four lovers. And it's Shakespeare's idea of love. He tells a story of how insane love is and a sort of a madness that comes over people. But what a great madness it is.
Jared Sacrin is Southwest Shakespeare's artistic director. If his description sounds complicated, he says not to worry. He has trimmed the show down to 85 minutes as he attempts to grow the audience.
When you do a production for true Shakespeare aficionados, you know, they'll get upset when their favorite quotations are not there. This is a production that will be for everybody who loves Shakespeare and for those who hate Shakespeare. It's, I think, going to please both.
How are you going to use the setting?
Well, we have lighting that will feature aspects of the garden behind the stage. It'll come and go as we need it to. We've also got some pretty magical lighting on stage. We have lights that give it a kind of a Cirque du Soleil feel, and that's kind of what we're going for because it's a huge space. We've never really had a stage quite this large. And we've added a lot of very, very special elements to this production.
Well, would you mind telling me a few of those without giving too much away?
Sure. Well, we got a fire breather. We have a tightrope walker. We have some performers in the show with extraordinary physical training. They do dance, gymnastics. Of course, a lot of them are the fairies, but we've really pushed the envelope on what the audience experiences visually with this play.
Southwest Shakespeare usually performs indoors at the Mesa Arts Center. The company used to act outside in the Mesa Amphitheater.
We're in a unique position here in the garden. We're protected by a lot of the garden around us, a lot of land, a lot of acres. You don't have the kind of urban distractions that you would have at the amphitheater. When we did productions at the amphitheater, you could pretty much bet you're going to get sirens. You're going to get police helicopters. We had one night, a police helicopter hovered overhead with a searchlight, looking down for, I swear it had to have been 5 minutes, scanning the stage with the searchlight, like a fugitive from justice was running around in the amphitheater. And we had parties with music cranked up. We've endured so many different things out there. All the nights we've been out here working and putting up the stage, we have not heard that kind of distraction. And I think, even if there are certain things, you know, the weather or whatever, it enhances the experience of being outdoors. I mean, they kind of get swept up in the magic of being outside that you really don't get anywhere else.
When all your performances are done here, what's success?
Well, monetary. We have a budget, and we have to pay for all this. So the ticket sales, of course, will tell us. And then also the enthusiasm of the audiences. I mean, the applause, the response, the laughter, the reaction that we get to what we're doing. And our relationship with the garden, I think, is going to tell us afterwards when all's said and done if they felt like this was something that they really, didn't cause a big headache for them, and they really had a good time doing it and maybe want to do it again.
You'll find Fairy Worlds at Desert Botanical Gardens through June 1st.